All right, well, we're gonna, I know Erica is on her way, or if not walking up, so we'll take the roll call slowly. But welcome to our village board meeting. This is a regularly scheduled meeting. Yep. And we've got a lot of special guests, and we will get to you in a bit. Meanwhile, we're gonna take the roll call and ask the clerk to take the roll call, please.
Trustee O'Connell.
Here.
Trustee Johnson.
Here.
Trustee Brennan.
Here.
Trustee Vasquez.
Here.
Trustee Gillis.
Here.
Trustee Bochner.
Here. Very kind of you to go the other way.
Thank you.
President Odusi.
Here. Thank you. Okay, now I'd like to, if you all can stand, and we'll say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you.
Every time's the last. Yep.
Well, we're really excited for the Bertoli family, but we're going to ask you just to hang in for a little bit. We've got some business that we'll take care of. We'll then adjourn this board, and then we'll have some swearing in for the new board. Won't take very long. We've got the Honorable Marcia Conway here that will do the officiating of swearing us in. And then we will then do the recall, the roll call, and then we'll get to the Bertoli sign and the thank you and well wishes. So hang in there for a little bit. Might be half an hour. So meanwhile, anybody wants to, there's treats that back there. Bertoli pizza. Thank you very much. Cake. We're going to have some cake and coffee and other things after our meeting so that we can all celebrate with each other. Okay, great. So meanwhile, we'll go ahead with citizens' comment. John, if you'd like to take the podium. Hey, John, can you hit that button? I think, is it the green? Yep. No.
Oh, all right, we'll start over. Hi, I'm John Dzuriak. I've been in the River Forest for a few years, and this is the most people I've seen here in one night in all the years I've attended. But it's real great for everybody to be here and appreciate everybody that's, you know, helped make our village what it is. We all appreciate all your dedicated services for keeping us safe and strong. But I've got a whole different topic I want to mention to people. I bet many of you have had children that have attended Roosevelt School, right? I had one that went there. But did you know that River Forest has a World War Memorial, a World War I memorial attached to Roosevelt School? It's been there since 1923 when it was dedicated. It was completed and opened a year before Roosevelt School was even being used as a school. It was off the Memorial Hall facility was often used for community events because it had a gymnasium and it also had a kitchen. It's been there for over 100 years. Memorial Hall is located at 7560 Oak Avenue, which is immediately north of the Circle Drive on Oak, across north of the tennis club. Memorial Hall is going to be open probably the very first time ever on Memorial Day this year. I've been in conjunction with District 90. They're going to allow it to be open from 11 o'clock to 2 o'clock, which was the time that they could get somebody to actually staff it, along with myself and some other people. But we're going to be there in case anybody wants to come and remember and learn about the courageous people from our area that served during World War I. In 2012, a River Forest Boy Scout, Nicholas Travalis, researched all the names that are on the plaques in Memorial Hall for part of his Eagle Project. And he was able to prepare profiles and background information on there's 252 names listed on these plaques. And he probably was able to find background information, where they lived, what their occupation was, if they were married, if they had children, so forth and so on. But he was able to find out a lot of information about many of these people. And we are putting together a binder. So if you were to come, you might be able to find out a little bit about a person's name. And you might even find out that maybe you lived in the same house as a World War I veteran. It's to be determined. This is the first time Memorial Hall, I think, has ever been open on Memorial Day. You know, won't you please come by if you got time? Monday, May 26th from 11 o'clock till 2 o'clock. You're all invited. I don't think we're going to have pizza and cake like they've got here, but it's in remembrance primarily of the World War One veterans. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, John, and appreciate that. Yeah.
I've got a little hand flag. Anybody?
No, it's a great reminder, and I'm very happy that the Roosevelt School will be open. Yep.
Memorial Hall actually was a year before Roosevelt School actually opened. So I've been in conference with Dr. Conference and Dr. Condon about this.
Real good. Thanks. Thanks, John. Okay, Carrie and Tom. Thank you.
Good crowd, good crowd. We had some stand-up stuff ready. I'm Tom Cloud
Carrie McLean.
We live at 1010 Keystone. And want to thank you, first off, all for serving. We really do appreciate it.
And hopefully all of you guys will still want to serve.
Yeah, so there's a little business, and this is kind of important to us and, mm-hmm. and to you, whether you know it yet or not. We did a substantial remodel in 2016 here in River Forest. We were required to put in a sprinkler system and a new water main to support it, as well as an interlinked smoke detector that was hardwired for 110 volts with backup batteries. Mm-hmm. At that time, we were also required to have the system monitored by a security company to relay any alarm to the fire department. Over the course of this process, we had many discussions with the fire chief at the time and a few emails with you on the board concerning the purpose and function of the requirements. In those discussions, the fire chief said one sprinkler head would put out 98% of fires and two sprinkler heads would put out 99.5% of all fires. I asked him, then why do we need to have it monitored? And he said, because the smoke will kill you. We'll come get you out. At that time, there was only one company that you allowed to perform this monitoring, ADS. I wrote you questioning the sole supplier issue, and your responses, intended or not, created an expectation. Quoting some of these emails, village code requires your fire alarm to be directly tied to our alarm panel and our consolidated dispatch center. The connection to ADS is a direct connection from your alarm to our panel at 911 center. Once the alarm goes off, the signal is directly sent to the dispatch center, which is read by 911 personnel, who then dispatch the appropriate personnel and equipment to your home. Further, the direct connection between your home and our dispatch center becomes immediate as the company's equipment is at both ends. The third-party companies would call our dispatch and center to request service. It would be impossible from an equipment standpoint to have all alarm companies represented in our center. And from another email, the requirement to direct connect to our 911 center was put in place for your safety and those neighbors around you. Great. We've been contracting ADS for the service for 8.5 years. Well, we had a fire. And it turns out that's not how it works. Our impression was wrong. We were home. The smoke detector nearest the fire went off, and all the 110-volt smoke detectors sounded the alarm. We got my visiting daughter and grandchild out of the house and put the fire out before the sprinkler system was needed. But the fire department was not on their way. They were not alerted. Mm. We didn't call them, believing they were notified and on their way. When we did call, they had no idea. Subsequently, we had ADS out, and during that visit, we were told that A, the smoke detectors are not wired into their system, and B, the sprinkler system is not hardwired to anything, not River Forest Fire Department or dispatch, and never has been. He said, when the flow valve is triggered, their system radios ADS monitoring center. Workers there pick up the phone and then call the homeowner, and if they don't answer, ADS calls the fire department. The only equipment that is remotely unique is a battery-powered radio that makes the call. But like so many homes here, we have a whole house generator, and that's largely negates that advantage. We were very lucky to have been home at the time, a children's party having ended minutes earlier. But we feel this misunderstanding could be downright deadly and needs to be rectified and relayed to everyone in our situation. Your emails repeatedly use the term fire alarm and direct connect, not sprinkler system. But whether this misunderstanding is implied or inferred between ADS and you, between you and the fire chief, or me and your emails, is slightly less of a concern than whether our residents are still of the belief that help is on the way when it isn't. I understand the ordinance requiring monitoring has been revised in 2018 and is no longer mandatory. So we've been paying for a subpar service at your direction for 7.5 years, longer than was required, and living with the assumption that we were safe from fire even when we were away, but we were not. So we were mandated to pay, but never informed that we could stop, even had a choice in the matter, let alone choose a supplier. But we were never directly informed, despite having been directly required. So we think the actions you should take would include contacting everyone with a sprinkler system that has been monitored, informing them that their smoke detectors are not currently part of that system, they are not required to use ADS or have it monitored at all, but make citizens aware, despite initial requirements, they are now on their own for these services and responsible for their function. The cost of these systems was significant, and you argue it was in the name of safety, but despite the benevolent intent, it's not how it works and never has worked. So why do we pay for 7.5 years? And who else needs to know about this potentially fatal shortcoming?
Yeah.
So thank you all for serving again. And hopefully this will be something.
Yeah. I know that Chief Gardner, who's not here, is aware of it and has spoken, I think, with you. At least that's what Chief has said. And I think Kevin Riley is also here. But I agree. I mean, we certainly need to ensure that if we know of who's out there, we should certainly advise them of this issue, especially since it's been 7.5 years. So, yes, take note. Agreed. And I'd like to, Matt, I don't know if you want to say something.
Sure, I could speak to that. Mr. Cott, I'm very sorry that that happened. I think it's exposed to something that we can improve on and try and work directly with those that have systems. We just started putting out in our communications to the general residents to kind of confirm with their vendor what services are available. And we're also, Kevin's been in contact with some of the local providers to get the list for those dedicated residents, because since it's no longer a requirement, we don't have that specific list. So we're getting that from those vendors so that we can reach out directly as a reminder to double check their service and upgrade it if needed, or just to confirm that everything's in working order.
Would it be appropriate? I have some additional comments and questions. Would it be appropriate for me to speak?
Sure. Go ahead, John.
this comes full circle for me. When I first moved here in 2010, I had the same issue, in that I was given one supplier for the radio transmitter. And through the course of going through that process, realized that it was a company that I did not want to work with. So I called Chief Bowman. And he told me to send him an email stating that I'm not going to be on the system and don't worry about it. So he himself at the time felt that this was not being handled appropriately. And I just hope in the future that you speak to this again. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
I actually have a comment as well.
Sure.
So when I built my first house in River Forest, we were told about having the requirement with regard to the sprinkler system. And we were able to use our, I believe it was ADT.
Yep.
They were able to somehow find a way to work together, and we were able to use it. When we built our second house, we were told that we didn't need the alarm anymore. And so I agree with the transparency about letting people know, even if it's not the companies, it was, you know, one of the main requirements was if you were building. So you can locate and figure out who that is as well that way. But yeah, I agree that needs to be transparency on what's going on with that. So
I guess I've got a question about what was told that they were having services of, and like, why didn't it work? Why weren't the police called? That seems like a real issue to me.
Speak to that if you'd like me to.
No,
Matt, do you want me to speak or no?
Yes. Yeah, thanks. Ahead. Chief Gardner.
Yeah. So back when that ordinance was in, yeah, they were mandating that the systems needed to be monitored, but that is no longer the case. The problem in this situation is, Mr. Cloud, I know you had thought that your smoke detectors were hardwired in along with the sprinkler system, but that was never the case. So that's why we were never notified. So
should it have been, though? Was that what the ordinance was for?
No, the ordinance dictated that the sprinkler system had to be monitored, not the smoke detectors or fire alarm for the residents at that time had to be monitored.
And in this case, the sprinkler system wasn't deployed. It was just the smoke detectors, and that never...
We're led to believe when somebody's talking about...
Correct. So the issue was the sprinkler system will only notify when there's water flowing. So in this case, water was never flowing. So that's why the flow switch didn't trip and the fire department was not notified.
And was that
if a smoke detector goes off, that's not going to notify us.
No, I think that the board in the emails was using a generic term for the system.
Yeah.
And fire. Maybe not everyone understood what the chief just said, that they're not really connected. You are required to have the 110 volt and the backup smoke detectors, which is great. But let's say you were in a wheelchair. You know, it doesn't matter if the alarm goes off. You need the fire department's help. Right. And so right now, they're not going to get notified. No matter what, if the understanding was there or not, that's not how it works. That's what I'm here for.
So, it depends on what, it's up to the homeowner on what they want to do. If the homeowner wants their whole system to be monitored, they can do that. And then that call would be made to the fire department, but that's strictly on the homeowner.
We're off a little bit off the beaten track here. I think your point is we need to address, and I think Matt did address it.
Within those emails, we were led to believe that the fire system
was
being monitored.
Yeah, I mean,
so the communication wasn't clear.
Yeah, that's what it appears.
I wasn't sure if it didn't work correctly. And if
I think what they're saying is the communication was not or seemed inconsistent, it appears. So
do we know how many people still have this?
I don't think so right now.
I don't know that exact number. I believe that this particular vendor, I think we had about 100 customers on it. But I don't know the entire number for the building.
Okay.
Right, because right now it's back in 2018 they had to specify that specific vendor. Right now, any homeowner can pick whatever vendor they want. Right. So we don't have that information.
Right. So here's what we're going to do. We'll put it on a future agenda so we can talk through this, and just for the sake of timeliness, and you know, we try not to have major discussions over comments, but your points are very good and we shouldn't ignore them. And so I think we'll put them on a future agenda. Love to have you back here so we can talk through it if you don't mind, and find out, you know, where we went wrong. More importantly, how do we fix it?
I guess because there are so many people here, I think maybe one of the most important things to say is even if you have a system, whether or not it's linked in or not or whatever, if you are home or if you have neighbors who are home, always call 911.
Yeah,
sure.
For sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So thank you so much. And we'll have a quick, you know, conversation.
Also, as a personal note, I knew where the fire extinguisher was, right? Which is, that's great. Good for me. I give a couple points. But I ran right past one on my way to get the one where I knew it was. So know where they are.
That's good point. Right. Yes, thank you, Tom. Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, thank you. All right, so next up is our elected official comments and announcements. And so I'll ask Trustee O'Connell to go first.
I really have nothing except looking forward to the Memorial Day parade and hope our list of volunteers has grown over time. I know the Kiwanis and the Park District are spending a lot of time and effort on this, and so whatever somebody can throw some hands in, it'd be greatly appreciated. But looking forward to it.
Okay. Okay. Very good.
Okay.
Johnson?
Yes. I would hope you would bear with me. This is my last meeting. So the last time this thing will be pointed in my face, so I'm going to take advantage of it. So I just wrote a couple things. So as I appear before you today, this is to the community. As I appear before you today, marking the end of my term in office, I am filled with gratitude for the incredible community we have here in River Forest. Thank you for your unwavering support and for embracing diversity that makes our town so vibrant. It is this diversity that enriches our conversations and allows us to tackle challenges that we need to face together. While we may not always see eye to eye, we share a common vision to make River Forest a better place for all residents. Your commitment to bringing you, the community, commitment to bringing issues to light in a fair and communicative manner has been instrumental in fostering an environment where every voice is heard. Together, we have made meaningful strides, and I am very proud of what we have accomplished. You know, I chose not to run due to some personal health issues and also to support other commitments in a fair and be more present manner. And I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but I serve on two other boards, and I've been doing my best to juggle this along with other boards to and while ensuring my personal health. And it's, you know, it's been somewhat of a challenge. Recently, I was recognized in Cranes Magazine as a transformational nonprofit board leader in the state of Illinois. Though this is a wonderful honor, it brought about a lot of attention to some of my other boards, and the need for my involvement doubled. This experience, however, has been one I will cherish forever. I remember participating in my first parade and Kathy turning to me and saying, this is what it's all about. And it was at that point I knew I was part of something special. To the River Forest staff, you're an incredible staff. And I thank you for working so tirelessly to make this community what it is. You are the engine that makes this community run. You are far more underappreciated than you deserve. This community is incredibly fortunate to have you. And I am happy to live in a community run by such an excellent staff. And I'd like to give a special thanks, although she's not here, to Trish. And if she was here, I would tell her, you know, she looked out a lot for me and, you know, checked on me a lot. And I will cherish that always. To my esteemed colleagues, I want to extend my heartfelt thanks for your partnership throughout my term, your dedication to doing what's right for River Forest. It inspires me every day. And I feel like together we have managed through complex issues, always striving to put the community first. It has been a privilege to work alongside you, united in our mission to serve as residents and to improve their lives. I'm confident that the spirit of collaboration and integrity that we have focused or fostered will continue to guide our community forward. Thank you for all your support, your wisdom, and your unwavering commitment to our shared goals. Now I'd like to just address you individually. So, Robert, I want to thank you for being my steadfast partner to the right of me. I must admit, when I first started, you were the one that intimidated me most. And it was because of the way when you, that you'll find out when he votes, he screams into the mic.
Yeah, so, yeah.
It can be intimidating. So, but I've come to learn that you are a very kind and caring person and somebody who deeply cares about our community and is truly dedicated to working for protecting River Forest and the River Forest Board. And I consider myself lucky to be placed beside you for the last 4 years.
You get a back.
So, Katie, our connection goes way back. As our daughters have grown up together from middle school through college, and they're now besties and living together in Wicker Park. So we've shared so many ups and downs together. So I'm sure you can imagine my surprise when I first decided to run. I told my daughter, Jill, I said, here, take this yard sign and bring it over to Miss Brennan's house. So she drives it over and she comes back and the yard sign is still in her car. And I said, well, what happened? She said, Miss Brennan said she wants to know what issues you stand on first before she'll put a yard sign in her yard. So that's when I knew I better get my stuff together. And she did put it up in the end. So I thank you for that. And I know we will continue our friendship. And I can say, personally, for me, that you have been the most prepared trustee in the room, and I admire you for that. So, John, thank you for always being the quiet but wise presence in the room. You've always been someone I could talk to about Michigan State and Michigan, although we all know Michigan's better. Yeah. And you've consistently helped navigate the board through conversations when the discussions became murky. You helped clear it up for us, and I think that that needs to be understood and appreciated. To Kathy, thank you for always being there for me, allowing me to call and discuss my perspectives on the board issues. While we didn't always agree, we always talked things through, and I truly value you, and I value your position, and I actually recognize your commitment and hard work, and I think if you were to write down everything that you do, besides just showing up on, you know, Mondays, no one would want that job. But it is so difficult. You know, there are many places you appear on and committees and everything. And so you do that all voluntarily. And I believe that your contributions are also unappreciated. But I want you to know that I deeply respect and appreciate you. Matt, how you doing, buddy? I want to thank you for always being my secret guide through the intricacies of the River Forest Board. So you were always the person I could call and find out the time of the meeting or understand a particular issue or figure out the best course of action in certain situations. I also really enjoyed our work together on DEI, and I look forward to continually watch you ascend in the village because I know you will. Lance, believe it or not, you're in here too. As a fellow lawyer, I often play my own private game of predicting your response to every question. 9 times out of 10, I was right. But more importantly, I want to thank you for your guidance on the board. And I truly believe that we are in safe legal hands under your leadership. Hello, Rez. Thank you for always being a steady and reliable force on the board as well. And especially your consistent support for the elder community during my time. Getting to know you has deepened my appreciation for your leadership and your insightful and clarifying questions. Lisa, you two, Rez and Lisa were my partners. We all ran together for the first time. Well, at Rez, you were an incumbent, but we ran together. So they're kind of special to me. But Lisa, you were not only my running mate, but since that time, I've come to deeply understand your principles and work ethic. I've always appreciated your calm demeanor and your unwavering support for sustainability. You're a vital element to River Forest moving forward. And I thank you for everything that you do for the River Forest Board. Erica, you were my committee buddy for DEI. And together we learned that having the largest committee in River Forest history isn't always the most efficient. I truly appreciate all of your discussions and our efforts to navigate through the complexities of DEI. And I've come to learn about your passions and beliefs. I've also been so impressed by your unwavering support for those passions. And you are, and I realize now that you are a treasure that cannot be measured. But then I have two silent trustees. The first is Nevin Johnson Brown. That's my mother. So she watches the YouTube presentations of these after every meeting. And she's in New York. And she calls me every time, and I have to go through everything that happened. And she uses it and say, oh, you look tired. Oh, you do this. So I always have to, she decides my health based on these meetings. So I want to say to you, Mom, thank you for watching. You can call me now. You don't have to watch these. Or you still should watch it to learn about the committee, River Forest. But also my second silent trustee is my absolutely beautiful wife who's sitting back there trying to film me. Amber Johnson, thank you so much for all that you do. I thank you for your support. I thank you for when I was running, going over my speeches and helping me get things together because you are the organized person in our family. And additionally, she's like a silent trustee because I would come home from these long Monday meetings and then she would make me recite everything that happened and then she'd have to give her input until one of us was tired. So that was a fun time, but I won't miss that part. To trustee Megan Cascatalo, I want to say I'm so happy for you taking the seat. You and I were on the DEI committee and I've had a chance to see you work. All I can say is that this board is in for a treat. You are organized, efficient, and a hard worker, so I know that you will do well. Always remember my favorite DEI phrase, where you stand depends on where you sit, which means your position on a matter depends on where you grew up or your experiences. So where your stance is depends on how you'll sit in a different issue. And I always used to say, we need to take time to sit in other people's seats to understand them. And I just remember saying that to you, and I just, for some reason, it stuck. Every time I see you, I think about that phrase. But I know you'll do well, and I know you'll listen to all sides, and I know you'll make the decision that's best to the best of your ability with the entire community in mind. And I also know you'll you'll be a fantastic board member. So enjoy the seat. Enjoy these two wonderful people next to me and the board as a whole, and I guarantee you'll have a good time. Lastly, if you'll allow me, of one last favor for Trustee Bachner. I would like to conclude with the land acknowledgement. As we begin Wait, let me make sure I get it right. As we begin, we are mindful that we hold these meetings on lands that were once and still inhabited by indigenous people, including the Ojibwa, the Chippewa, Menominee, Potawatomi. Help me with that one. Thank you. Nations and more. We will remember our nation's history and honor the Native people as stewards of this land that was colonized, and that the River Forest continues to be a place that many people from diverse backgrounds live and gather. So finally, I just want to say it's been a blast. I had a really great time, and I'm looking forward to just continually seeing people in the community and interacting. I may come to a couple meetings just to cause some problems, but other than that, I'm excited about it, and I want to thank you. And that is my final trusty comment. So thank you.
Oh, yeah. And please, my wife made me spend a lot of money on the cupcakes back there, so please eat them. Yeah. Please eat them.
Thank you. Thank you, Ken. All right. Katie.
Well, are we going to be able to give some comments about Ken and John now, or is that later?
Well, we have an item that says recognition of outgoing elected officials, so... You okay. can choose to, that's what I'm going to do it. So,
if okay. You all right. Then at this time, I'll just give a little promotion for the River Forest Juneteenth flag raising celebration, which is coming up on June 18th. It's going to be our fourth flag raising for Juneteenth, held again at the library, but this time we have a new time from 4 to 6 p.m. It's a 1-hour presentation. It's a very nice presentation if you haven't been there before, followed by a band. And free refreshments. And our MC will be Ken Johnson. Hey. So
bringing him back.
Can't get away.
Everyone is invited. You don't have to be a River Forest resident, and everyone is invited. So thank you.
Great. Thanks, Katie. All right, John.
Typically, I say I have nothing to add.
Yeah.
mine will be shorter.
I'm sorry.
But not sweeter. But I do want to thank the residents of River Forest for allowing me to serve our community over the past 4 years. It was truly an honor to represent my neighbors during my tenure as clerk. I also want to thank the other members of the board for being committed to serving our residents in our village. Upon leaving, I have some observations I'd like to pass along to the village, its residents, and the board. First and foremost, River Forest government exists uniquely within its neighboring communities, as it is completely volunteer and completely unpaid organization. If you peek across Harlem Avenue, you'll see a board and a paid clerk handling the same duties and responsibilities that we mostly handle here. And the weight of our decisions is no less scrutinized or bandied about in our community online, in coffee shops, and in our residents' homes. I know all the members at this table accept that fact, but it bears mentioning again now that you swear in new members tonight. Secondly, Plato was quoted as saying, only those who do not seek power are qualified to hold it. If that be true, then this village is full of very qualified people. Now, I fully realize that we all have busy lives, and only some of us have the time and the inclination to get more involved. Regardless, I would urge more of our residents to step up, get involved, and be a part of the solution. I started this journey with two very humble goals. One, get involved and learn how things get done in the town that I enjoyed living in. And two, meeting more of my neighbors. I'm happy to report that I achieved both goals. And I am in awe of some of the people I've gotten to know over the past 4 years. The top of that list are the people that sit around this board table. What I witnessed from all of you is a commitment to helping others, being prepared for every meeting, and a genuine good faith attempt in addressing our challenges. It has been a privilege serving as your village board clerk. Thank you.
Yeah, very good. Thank you.
Hey!
Okay. Rez?
Yeah, I'm going to reserve my comments during the recognition of our outgoing... Yep.
Okay, very good.
Colleagues.
I have no comments at this time.
Okay. Erica?
You took my thunder.
That's right.
Thank you for that. Kathy Johnson, want to just say I hope everyone who celebrates had a wonderful Mother's Day this weekend, whether it was the Hispanic one on Saturday or the U.S. one on Sunday. Last week, I was at the Community Connections Leadership Program and served as a panelist at one of their final for the group. I know that a couple of people have gone through that program, I think probably as Leadership Lab. And so was really wonderful to be a part of that. And then I am just going to tee up the Inclusion and Pride Parade on June 2nd at 6 p.m. at Village Hall. So please, everyone, come. Again, it's not just for River Forest folks. It's for everyone in the community. And then we will walk as a parade over to Keystone Park. But I think we've got a new trustee who's going to be in the hot seat shortly who will be able to talk to about it a little bit more. That's it.
Thank you so much. Okay, I don't have much, but I will mention that Matt and I did attend the Visit Oak Park, which changed their name to now Explore Oak Park and Beyond, which is something I think they worked very hard for because they wanted to include, I think, the 15 municipalities in our region all contribute to this tourism, which is used to be called Visit Oak Park and now called Explore Oak Park and Beyond, which is Beyond is us. So they did a very nice job of relaunching. There are some very exciting things that are going to come our way in terms of the way they're trying to excite tourism in our region, going beyond the city of Chicago into the western suburbs. And there's a lot to be happy about. We have a lot to offer all of our suburbs and all of our municipalities. So like that's kind of all I have. And I'll give my remarks when we get to honoring John and Ken. So with that, I will go ahead and ask for a motion to do a consent agenda A through M.
I would like to make a motion to approve consent agenda items A through M.
Okay. Can I hear a second?
Second.
Okay.
I have a, can we remove A?
A. Okay. Is there something that you can briefly tell us? Or you want?
Because I wasn't at the meeting.
Okay.
You want to abstain.
Okay. You want to abstain. Yeah. Very good. Okay. So thanks. B through M. Yes. If we can modify okay. that.
Yes. I'd like to modify my motion to approve consent agenda items B through M.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. Very good. Any comments or questions regarding those items? Hearing none, I'd ask the clerk to read the consent agenda and then take the vote.
Consent agenda item B, monthly department reports. C, Administration Department Report. D, Accounts Payable, April 2025, $1,941,885.34. E, Change Order Request, Fire Department Officers Remodeling, $5,590. F, a right-of-way encroachment waiver and agreement in the public right-of-way with the property owners at 1126 Forest Avenue. G, right-of-way encroachment waiver and agreement for an irrigation system and the public right-of-way with the property owners at 1410 Franklin Avenue. H, contract approval, Village Hall Internet Services renewal contracts, AT&T and Comcast resolution. I, purchase approval, sewer television televising equipment, Standard Equipment Company, $125,828.50. J, purchase approval, mobile police radios, Motorola Solutions, $47,360.90. K, purchase approval, fine, fire department extraction equipment, equipment management company, $68,371. L, purchase approval, Springbrook Software Maintenance, Springbrook Holding Company, LLC, $39,803.15. M, purchase approval, 2 2025 Dodge Durango police pursuit vehicles and upfitting Thomas Dodge for a cost not to exceed $154,868.
Okay.
Trustee Bochner.
Yes.
Trustee Gillis.
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez.
Yes.
Trustee Brennan.
Yes.
Trustee Johnson.
Yes.
Trustee O'Connell.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Now we'll get to the Village Board of Trustees meeting consent item number A. So if I can get a motion to approve A, go ahead, Ken.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion to approve consent agenda item A.
Second.
Okay. And you're going to abstain on this one. Right. Okay. So, hearing no further comments or questions, I'll clerk, if you can read it and then take the vote. And
Trustee Johnson.
You'll abstain.
Yes.
Trustee O'Connell.
Yes.
Trustee Bochner.
Yes.
Trustee Gillis. Abstain.
Abstain.
Trustee Brennan.
Yes.
All right.
Trustee Vasquez. My apologies.
And just for the record, we're dealing with Village Board of Trustees meeting minutes, April 20, 2025.
Yeah. That's all right. You didn't read it.
Yeah,
it's right. Okay. I didn't read it.
It's all good. All right. So now next up is our recognition. The board's now recognition of our outgoing two officials, Ken Johnson and, of course, John Keller. And we do have plaques for you. Believe it or not. Put that up in your office.
Oh, beautiful.
It basically says recognition award presented to Jonathan Clerk and Ken Johnson in recognition of the dedication to the Village of River Forest, and thank you for your service. So, John, can you do that? Okay, well, great. So now is the time. We could comment, if you so choose, you don't have to, comment on for John and Ken. Bob, anything?
Thank you very much for your service. It's a difficult task when you, in addition to your job, you balance other obligations with boards and commissions. And so, Ken, good luck with those. John, best luck to you and your family as you go forward and sell more houses.
Right.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right. Katie, anything?
Ken, I have sincerely enjoyed sitting next to you and being your neighbor for these 4 years. I've enjoyed your sense of humor, our camaraderie. I've enjoyed your humility and your wise counsel and insights on substantive matters that we've dealt with. I don't remember the yard sign story the same way that you do, but I like your version better. So I'm going to stick with it. And I'm glad that you didn't tell the story of us meeting one night with picking up kids who were curbside in a situation.
Yes. Yeah. I didn't know that one.
I have enjoyed our, giggles, and I have a lot of respect for the fact that you dedicated so much time to this in a very busy time in your life, professionally and personally. So thank you. And I look forward to our friendship continuing.
Definitely.
Yeah. Definitely. Okay.
And then John.
Yeah.
I feel so lucky to have had this seat in between these very fine gentlemen. Honestly, from the bottom of my heart, I have the best seat in the house. And I'll also say, John always pulled my chair out for me. Who does that?
Yeah.
It was. So Rosa, I don't know,
Yeah.
Tough shoes to fill.
Yes.
I'm going to guess. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah. So as I think Ken said, John did not speak up that often, but when you did, you had nuggets. And I so agree with what you said. When we got in the weeds sometimes, John, when he spoke up, was able to identify the real issue and get us back on track. And it was really valuable. So that's, a general comment, but also your professional experience, you really applied to real estate issues or zoning issues that we had at the board. You were a real asset. So I did appreciate that. I appreciated your perspective. And I don't think I knew you before you became clerk, and I'm glad to now have you as a friend. So thank you.
Thank you, Katie. Hey, Brez.
All right.
Want to say anything?
I only got 10 pages.
Yeah.
Let me start with Ken. And Ken, today we gather to honor and express our deepest gratitude to you for your dedicated efforts in serving our community with unwavering commitment and integrity. Your journey in public service has been greatly appreciated, and it is with immense respect and admiration that we celebrate your contributions. From the very beginning of your term as village trustee, you have demonstrated a profound understanding of the needs and aspirations of the people you represent. Your tireless efforts to improve our community have touched the lives of many, and your legacy will not be forgotten. We have witnessed significant contributions on the village's resident safety and financial stability. Your determination has paved the way for progress towards DEI, and your ability to bring people together for a common cause has been truly inspiring. You have shown us the importance of compassion and empathy in leadership. Your genuine concern for the well-being of every resident in our community has set a standard for what it means to be a true public servant. As a proponent of addressing our residents, you have listened to our village voices, addressing our village concerns, and worked tirelessly to make our community a better place for all. As you step down from your role, we want you to know that your impact will continue to resonate. On behalf of everyone here today, we extend our heartfelt thanks to you, Ken. We are forever grateful for your unwavering commitment to our community. Thank you, and may your future endeavors be as fulfilling and impactful as your years of service have been here at River Forest. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Very good. Yeah.
John, I didn't forget you. On behalf of the entire community, I want to extend our deepest gratitude for your many years of dedicated service as our village clerk. Your commitment, hard work, and unwavering dedication have been invaluable to all of us. Your efforts have not only ensured the smooth operation of our village, but have also fostered a sense of community and trust among our residents. Your attention to detail, professionalism, and friendly demeanor have made a lasting impact on everyone who has had the pleasure of working with you. As you move forward, please know that your contributions will always be remembered and appreciated. Thank you for everything you have done for our village.
Very good. Thank you. All right, Lisa.
Okay, I will be speedy, I hope. Ken, thank you for your service. You ran on a platform that included a platform with many points. One important one to you was more communication across the community, and you stayed true to that throughout your entire tenure. Anytime we had we discussed a specific topic, you brought it back to how do we tell the community? What is the messaging out to the community? And I am forever impressed with you, you know, kind of staying true to those roots. I want to wish you all the best of luck with your future endeavors, and please stay healthy.
Yeah.
Jonathan, I think you're setting a high bar for Rosa and everybody else that comes after you. Sorry, Rosa.
Yeah.
Because John, as Katie said, you had a lot of good, thoughtful feedback, and we much appreciate it, and look forward to what you'll do next. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. Erica.
John, there is a lot of integrity that I've seen out of you, especially in the past year. I don't think people understand everything that goes into being a clerk. And you had some important issues in front of you, and you had to stand up to them and do some hard things sometimes. And I just want to thank you for that, mm-hmm. some of the decisions that you had to make. And yeah, you kept us on track. I just hope everything that you do, I feel like whoever gets you next out of this is going to be very lucky, because we were lucky to have you here. So thank you. Ken, I can't even tell you, thank you for your partnership in all things, but including DEI and the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Advisory Board. It was not just getting it started. It was not just a part of being the committee. We had long hours together of how to traverse 40 people with very different opinions about things, and how to smoothly and effectively get through that process and do good work for the village. And your thought leadership there is just can't be understated. Having that person to lean on when it was hard sometimes. So thank you. Thank you for all of that. And your wife gets you back.
Yeah.
And your family gets you back partially. Thank you for all that you do. And we'll be looking for you in the headlines.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, very good. There we go.
Hey.
All right. I will be very brief because I know we are got a few things ahead of us. But I do want, first of all, Ken Johnson. Amber. I think when we first met, I'll never forget, we had lots of different conversations in the beginning, remember? And I said, Ken, I barely knew you. I knew you were my neighbor. I knew you didn't live too far, but I didn't know you, you know, as a person, what your thoughts were, what your values were, what you even stood for. I just, you know, and then as we got talking, I said, geez, you would be a fabulous candidate on our village board for a variety of reasons. And more importantly, we needed a more diverse board, and we need more, not only diverse in color, but diverse in thought and diverse in thinking. And you brought all of that to us. So thank you, Amber, for allowing him to run and be part of this wonderful group. You know, your professionalism over the past 4 years has been an invaluable asset, you know, to our village. And as you said, and or John has said, you know, we're all volunteers. People forget that we, you know, we all try to do our best. And you approached really complex issues with a perspective that really transcended personal views. You really focused and said on what would benefit the community as a whole. And that is what we tried to accomplish around this table. So thank you for your thoughtfulness, for your thoughtful guidance on some of our most difficult, challenging issues. And thank you for your dedication for chairing or co-chairing the DEI committee. I know it was a difficult task, but it was an important task. And in fact, it was so important, we took some of those concepts that both of you brought to the table into our handbook. So when people are taking them out, we're putting them in. And that should be a big thank you to both of you. But Ken, you were big importance to that. So your contributions have enriched our village tremendously. I can't tell you as a neighbor, I am so happy you're still a neighbor here, hopefully, not moving.
So far.
So far, so good. And I just enjoy, and I think, Lisa, as you said it, I remember, and you stood by your values, transparency and communication was the two things you ran on. And that's the two things you keep bringing us back, even tonight. You brought us back to that. So for that, Ken, thank you. Thank you so much. And we're, as they say, this is not goodbye. It's just see you later. So thank you again for your dedication to the village. So, John, thank you. I think we met, too, probably around the alarm system as you bring it up. And I think, if I recall correctly, you might even said, you know, hey, does it make any sense to run? And I said, please do. I think when we chatted initially, and so you have been a steady force on on our board as clerk. And as you said, we're not paid. We're volunteers. And when you get into this position, into this role, you realize, wow, this is a lot more than I thought we voted for. But it gets almost addictive, right? You really get into the issues and you really want to solve the issues. So your politeness, and especially your thoughtful gestures toward Katie and I by pulling out our chair, has not gone unnoticed. So thank you for that. And thank you and pushing it back in. That's true. You didn't make us fall. So thank you for your contributions and your politeness and your positive nature and willing to step in when, you know, we were swirling sometimes and got us grounded. So thank you for that. So that's all I have. I just want to say these guys have been great. It's sad that they're moving on, but we're going to have some other great people coming in. But that's how it works in our village. So, again, on behalf of the village board, myself, all of our residents, and those that serve our residents, thank you so much for being such a great asset to our community. Thank you. All right. Yes. So we are going to adjourn. Say nay, D-A, which is Latin to mean we're adjourning and not a coming back with this board, but a new board. Right. So we're going to adjourn. And then we're going to ask Ken to, do we have to adjourn a vote? Okay, go ahead. Do your last vote.
Trustee Bachner.
Yes.
Trustee Gillis.
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez.
Yes.
Trustee Brennan.
Yes.
Trustee Johnson.
Absolutely.
Trustee O'Connell.
Yes.
President Ducey.
Yes.
Meeting's adjourned.
All right. So now with this, Ken and John will take the seat and then we'll ask Megan and Rosa to come up, but we're going to have our Honorable Judge Marsha Conway to do the swearing in. We're getting to this piece. We're getting to the other piece soon.
Oh, I get to keep it. It's hard.
It's hard.
I already know. Yeah.
Thank you. So Marsha. Marsha, do you want?
All true.
I'm pretty sure that's
for. Okay.
So I think I go first.
Okay, so this is the good one.
I'll go first. We'll go up there. I'll go first and then. Do you want me to last? Okay, I'll go last. Okay, then we'll.
There you go. Oh, okay. Is this my turn?
Hi, how are you?
Next one, or does he?
I don't care. I'm just a visitor. No. Not much.
No, that makes sense.
Oh, no, I'm going to swear in the new officers. Hang in there. We're just going to do a little swearing in of our new members. Sorry, we have a lot on the agenda today, but we wanted to get it all in. And then we'll get to the important piece. All right. So do we have to take a roll call, right? Or no?
No.
Just to go on in.
Call the order once.
Do they have to sign up? Gotcha. Okay, because we're not doing anything. Right, gotcha. All right, so you're...
Hello, Honorable Marsha Conway.
I'm Judge Marsha O'Brien Conway. I'm delighted to be here tonight. I'm here to swear in the incoming officers and trustees. There's an overlap between some of the outgoing and the ingoing. I think I'll start with the village trustees and move on to the clerk and then the president.
She's the judge.
I still command. And I just want to say that it's an honor for me to be here tonight to swear the incoming officers and trustees as both a circuit court judge of Cook County and also as a lifelong resident of River Forest.
Yeah, great.
And I have to emphasize what I've heard so many times tonight, which is a thank you to the board because of their tireless dedication and their service to the community. And it has been mentioned, and rightly so, that this is all done on a volunteer basis, and you expend countless hours on behalf of myself and all the residents of River Forest, and we are so very grateful, so very grateful. So without further ado, I think we'll start with Lisa Gillis because we'll go in alphabetical order.
Sure. Yes, yeah, you're going up there.
Matt second.
She's a nice judge.
She's the judge. Lisa?
Good.
And you're going to get pictures taken.
So, okay. Raise your right hand. All right. Do you, Lisa Gillis, solemnly swear to support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Illinois? Do you also solemnly swear to uphold the duties of your office and discharge your duties faithfully as village trustee to the best of your ability? You are sworn. Congratulations.
Yeah. That works.
Next, I think, would be Megan. Yeah. And people have said your name two different ways, so I'm going to try one of them, and you can tell me if that's correct. Is it Megan Cascatello?
You're right.
Yes. Okay. Megan, could you raise your right hand? Do you solemnly swear to support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Illinois?
I do.
Do you also solemnly swear to discharge your duties to the best of your ability as village trustee?
I do.
You are sworn in. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Okay.
Respicio?
Graduation.
Can you raise your right hand? Do you solemnly swear to support the Constitution of the United States and the State of Illinois?
Yes.
Do you also solemnly swear to discharge the duties of village trustee to the best of your abilities?
Yes.
You are sworn in as trustee.
Yeah. Yay.
Rosa? Ms. Castellano, could you raise your right hand? Do you solemnly swear to support the Constitution of the United States and the State of Illinois? Do you also solemnly swear to discharge the duties of your office as village trustee to the best of your ability? Clerk, what did I just say?
Yeah, trustee.
You promoted him.
We've got enough trustees.
As clerk to the best of your ability. Thank you. You are sworn as village clerk.
All right.
Okay.
Right hand.
Kathy Aducey, do you solemnly swear to support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Illinois? Do you also solemnly swear to perform your duties as village trustee to the best of your village president? Village president to the best of your abilities?
I do.
Thank you. You are sworn in.
All right. Yeah. No, thank you. Oh, new job.
Thank you.
Work in the room.
Yeah, look at that. Look at that. All right. Thank you, Honorable Marsha O'Brien Conway, for doing that. All right, so now we'll go quickly into the roll call so we can bring all the new members in. So I will ask the new clerk to please take the roll call.
Trustee Cascatello?
Here.
Yes. Trustee Vasquez?
Here.
Trustee Brennan?
Here.
Trustee Bachner?
Here.
Trustee O'Connell?
Here.
Trustee Gillis?
Here.
President Aducey?
Here. All right. Thank you. Do we have anybody sign in? No. Okay, so we'll go directly to the elected officials' comments and announcements before we get into the swearing in. If any of the new trustees or others that want to say a few words, please do so. Yep, Megan. Okay.
Thank you. I want to say thank you to the Village of River Forest, the citizens, for electing me. I look forward to serving you as faithfully as I have just sworn. And I'd like to invite everyone to the Pride Walk on June 2nd. We'll start here at Village Hall. We'll walk through the community and end at Keystone Park with some Kona ice.
Very good. Thank you, Megan.
Yeah. Why not?
Thank you.
And I would also love to say I'm glad to be here, and I have clearly big shoes to fill, and I look forward to working with all the trustees, and I'm, again, grateful to be here and to serve the community. Thank you.
Thank you, Rosa.
Fred, anything you want
to say? Oh, no, just welcome. I look forward to working with you, Trustee Cascatallo, and, of course, Castellano with as well, clerk. Okay. And, of course, well, you're my sidekick.
Yeah.
For the last 4 years, so we'll...
Anything you want to add just as reelected? Or, no?
Okay. Well, I have a few things. First of all, I am deeply honored and humbled to express my gratitude to the residents of River Forest for placing their confidence in me to lead this remarkable community for another 4 years and beyond. This trust, which signifies the collective belief in our shared vision, fuels my commitment to serve as your village president as I embark on my fourth term in office. Tonight is one of celebration and reflection. And I want to begin by thanking my family, my daughter, Jenna, her husband, Adam, who is here tonight, and Ed, for being here, stand alongside me, not only in my life, but also in moments like these. Your unwavering support and presence here tonight mean the world to me as I take the oath of office once again. Welcome, Megan. Megan, I am delighted to welcome you as we embark on this new chapter together. Our prior collaborations, including addressing safety and noise concern along the UP Third Rail project and raising the Pride flag, reflect your dedication and calm approach to solutions. Your ability to find resolutions with grace and determination is truly inspiring, and I look forward to working with you in this capacity. So welcome.
Welcome, Rosa.
Rosa, your expertise in finance and being a CPA will undoubtedly bring a fresh perspective and practical insight to our board. I am confident that your engagement and skills will be fantastic addition to our team. So welcome aboard. Welcome back, Lisa and Rez. It is with great joy that I welcome you back to the board. The voters clearly recognized your value, and so do all of us. Your professionalism and solution-oriented approaches are critical assets, and I am thrilled to continue working with you. Thank you. So just briefly, our future goals. As we look to the next 2 years and beyond, our focus will remain steadfast on the growth and prosperity for River Forest. Support public safety. Our objectives are clear. We're going to support public safety, ensuring the well-being of our families and community remains paramount. Strengthening our property values, creating an environment that fosters stability and growth is very important. The Madison Street development, we must make decisive progress on the crucial project. We need to bring closure at Lake and Lathrop, and we will push for resolution with Wintrust Bank. The implementation of our stormwater study must begin with executing the village-wide stormwater plan to protect our neighborhoods. In the end, our vision for River Forest is simple, yet profound. We are a village where families feel safe, older adults feel valued, businesses thrive for support, and visitors and neighbors are welcome. Together, we will achieve this vision, fostering a community that continues to inspire pride and unity in all who call River Forest our home. Thank you once again for your trust and support as we move forward into the promising future. I appreciate your vote of confidence. So we'll move on to our swearing in of our chief of police, Jim Greenwood. We'll let Rosa do that. Yep.
be learning as I go. Repeat after me. I, James Greenwood.
I, James Greenwood.
Having been appointed to the office of police chief.
Having been appointed to the office of police chief.
In the village of River Forest.
In the village of River Forest.
In the county of Cook.
In the county of Cook.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the office of police chief.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties of the office of police chief to the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
This will only take about 45 minutes an hour.
The pizza's cold.
I'm just going to read slow. No, but I wanted to thank everybody for being here. I want to express my gratitude to President Ducey and to the members of the Village Board, old and new, and for having the confidence in me to serve the River Forest community as the next chief of police. I also want to thank Village Manager Matt Walsh and the management team for their support. I want to thank Chief O'Shea, retired, for his mentorship and guidance while we have worked together. I also extend my gratitude to all the men and women, past and present of the River Forest Police Department that make the department a great place when we are at home and at our home away from home, where coworkers are more like family than friends. Furthermore, I'd like to extend my sincere appreciation to police personnel from other agencies who have collaborated and supported the River Forest Department over the years. Your partnership and dedication to public safety are invaluable. To the River Forest community, I want to express how deeply honored I am and I'm appreciative for this opportunity. I'd also like to recognize some members of the community that are here today, the Bertoli family, and Frank, an institution here in River Forest. Thank you very much. It's great to see you, Frank. I've known Frank since I started here, and Frank was here well before I was, and hopefully well after I am not. It's great to see you, Frank. I know you are. Yeah. I also wanted to thank the members of our neighboring police departments, from Maywood Police Department, Oak Park Police Department, Forest Park Police Department, Riverside Police Department. I think I got everybody. And some of my friends that were on police departments in the area, from the Illinois State Police, and from the Bellwood Police Department. Thank you all for coming. And most of all, I wouldn't be able to do this without the support of my family, my wife, Jill, my son, Ryan, and my daughter, Madeline, and my mother-in-law, Marty, and her husband, my father-in-law, Jay, and my sister and brother-in-law, Jane Stacy Peterson. So thank you very much all for coming. And I look forward to this adventure.
Thank you. Thank you. Yep. Okay, while you're saying thanks, I'm going to move this along so we can get to the meat of our program here. So I'd like to get a trustee and to approve the consent agenda A through G.
Motion to approve consent agenda items A through G.
Okay. All right. Any comments or questions on those items? I think we've talked about most of them. So I
do have one just comment.
Yeah, of
it's
course.
A good idea, I think, at this point with changing of the trustees, just to maybe talk about what's the difference between the different types, the proclamation and the resolution.
Okay, good question.
Well, Trustee Brennan, in this case, the resolution for the Older Americans Month and Pride Month specifically designate the flag being placed on the secondary flagpole. So there's kind of a prescriptive action there. The proclamation is more just awareness. There's no action for the village to take.
Great. Thank you.
Good question. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, with that, I'd ask the clerk to please read out loud each item and then take the vote.
A, Water and Sewer Rates Amendment Ordinance. B, Recognition of Older Americans Month Resolution. C, Recognition of Jewish American Heritage Month Proclamation. D, Recognition of Mental Health Awareness Month Proclamation. E, Recognition of Pride Month and Flag Raising Resolution. F, Recognition of Emergency Medical Services Week Proclamation. And G, Recognition of National Public Works Week Proclamation. Trustee Vasquez.
Yes.
Trustee Brennan.
Yes.
Trustee Bachner.
Yes.
Trustee O'Connell.
Yes.
Trustee Gillis.
Yes.
Trustee Katskatala.
Yes.
President Adu, you don't vote. Sorry.
Okay. Well, that's been approved.
Yes.
All right. So now next up, we're finally here. So thank you for your patience. We're at new business, and we're going to ask for a resolution honoring Frank Bertoli and designating the 7900 block of Lake Street as Frank Bertoli Way.
I can get a motion?
Do you want a motion?
Yeah.
A motion to approve a resolution honoring Frank Bertoli and providing an honorary designation of the 7900 block of Lake Street as Frank Bertoli Way.
Second. All right. All right. So any comments or questions regarding that?
I'm going to go with
Let's take the vote and then we'll present him the resolution. Please.
All right. Trustee Brennan.
Yes.
Trustee Bachner.
Yes.
Trustee O'Connell.
Yes.
Trustee Gillis.
Yes.
Trustee Katskatala.
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez.
Yes.
It passes. So Frank, you can come to this is what's going to go off. All right. Well, I'd like to read the resolution. Once we get a vote, which we just did, I'll sign it and we're going to put it in a beautiful plaque for you. So this is just mine to sign tonight and we'll hand you one. But let me read it so that everyone knows what it says, because it's got a lot about you, which is great. It says, whereas Frank Bertoli was born in 1949 in Mola di Bari, Italy, and immigrated to the United States in 1963. Where he began working in family-operated pizzerias in Chicago, gaining early experience and developing a lifelong dedication to food service industry. And Mr. Bertoli honorably served his country in the United States Marine Corps for 6 years. Following his military service, he returned to work in the restaurant industry before ultimately pursuing his own entrepreneurial ventures. In 1981, Mr. Bertoli acquired River Pizza on Lake Street in River Forest, rebranding it to Bertoli's River Pizza. And with the support of his five children, Carlo, Tony, John, Nora, and Marlinda, built it into a thriving family-owned business known for its high-quality handmade Italian cuisine. And demonstrating vision and commitment to his community and family, Mr. Bertoli expanded his business footprint by opening Frank's Deli in 2010, transforming a former White Hen pantry into a neighborhood staple, offering both traditional Italian products and modern convenience items. Through his unwavering work ethic, personal involvement in daily operations, and commitment to excellence, Mr. Bertoli has become a respected and admired figure in River Forest, embodying the values of service, family, and entrepreneurship. So therefore, be it resolved that the village president and the board of trustees of the Village of River Forest do hereby recognize and extend their sincere appreciations to Frank Bertoli for his decades of outstanding service, dedication, and contributions to the cultural economic vitality of the community. And let it be further resolved that the 7900 block of Lake Street shall have a secondary designation as Frank Bertoli Way. The Board of Trustees requests that the village place an honorary street sign on Lake Street to reflect the Frank Bertoli Way designation. By this resolution, the Board of Trustees does not intend to affect any existing or future signage that reflects the secondary designation of Lake Street, with the exception of the honorary sign described in this section. The Board of Trustees shall ensure that a suitable copy of this resolution is presented to Frank Bertoli as an expression of the board's esteem and sincere good wishes. So on behalf of the Village Board,
and myself and the village clerk, I'd like to say thank you for everything you do. Here's your, this is your sign. We will put the official sign up soon, I assume. With, right. So congratulations.
Thank you.
And I want to remind everyone that Mr. Bertoli will be our marshal of grand marshal in our Memorial Day parade. So we are so excited to have you. Thank you, Frank.
Thank you. I'll let you ask. Or if you want to say a few words, you stay here for an hour.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm not very good at making speeches, so forgive me if I make mistakes. But I want to, first of all, I want to thank Tom and
Donna
for nominating me for this street sign. And I want to thank the board of River Forest for giving me this honor. And I really appreciate what you guys do for me. We've been in River Forest since 1981, and you know we love the community, we love the children that come and support us in River Forest, and I want to thank everybody for coming, and that's about it.
Yeah, well, that's all.
Yeah. Very good.
Well, we really appreciate you, Frank, and the family for being here. Thank you for enduring the hour of other stuff that we have to do, but now you get it. We had a lot of stuff on our plate, so thank you for that.
Are we able to make comments?
Yes, of course, please.
Okay. Yeah. So I want to say my family came here from different countries in South and Central America, and when I was actually about 2 or 3 years old, so probably in 1981, adopted an Italian grandmother who lived in Little Italy her entire life, had Italian parents who came from Italy and taught me how to cook, how to do fresh pasta, and would take me to all the great pizzerias in Chicago. And so when I came to River Forest, it felt like home with Bertoli's. And I know that you would approve of your pizza place. So thank you for continuing that Italian tradition. And beyond that, I've had a kid who has grown up here and goes to Frank's Deli whenever they can with their friends and hangs out at the park. And when they're asking me for Apple Cash, they're asking for Frank's Deli or Bertoli Pizza.
Yeah.
And it's one of the spots where kids can go and have a good time. And it's a core memory for them. So thank you very much for all that you do and all that the family does.
Yeah, good job. Thank you. Thank you, Erica. So with that, I mean, we've got one other piece of business that we have to take care of, but, you know, feel free to, you know, cupcakes and pizza. We can also defer the last. You want to defer the presentation to so everyone can kind of enjoy that. Okay. So with that, should we just table that?
Motion to table.
Well, it was a discussion. So Erica, we don't have to do that. Okay. Understood. We can do that automatically. All right. So then that's all we have. No executive session. I'd ask.
Move to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All right. Rosa will take the vote.
Trustee Bachner?
Yes.
Trustee O'Connell?
Yes.
Trustee Gillis?
Yes.
Trustee Cascatallo?
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez?
Yes.
And Trustee Brennan?
Yes.
Okay. Myself, yeah. Yes. All right. We are adjourned. Thank you.